Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Do you think they know who is who?
Do you think they know? I was going to say the same thing. I actually think they don't. I think we should probably formally introduce ourselves.
My name is Shireen, otherwise known as Rainy. There's not two of me. There's only one.
That's right. And my name is Laurel, aka Lolly. I am the older twin by 3 minutes. And I did realize listening back to some of our podcasts, we actually refer to each other as either Lolly, Rainy, Shireen, or Laurel. So just clarifying, there is no quadruplets or triplets. It's just twins. We realized we sound exactly the same, and it was probably a very stupid idea to do a podcast with someone that sounds exactly the same as you. But here we are. So thanks for joining us.
Maybe I sound a little more Kiwi than you.
Do you reckon? That was so Kiwi. So Shireen slash Rainy lives in New Zealand, and Lolly slash Laurel lives in Australia. So g'day. Welcome to Australia. The more Kiwi twang is the Kiwi girl over there. Rainy, what have you got for me today?
Lolly, we're going to jump right in and we're going to peel some layery juice.
Onion juice.
Well, sometimes we're peeling onions, sometimes we're squeezing juice. Courtney Clenny, otherwise known to her fans as Courtney Taylor. Now, Courtney Taylor is an Instagram model. She's got 2 million fans. She's an OnlyFans model. She is taking off her clothes. Mm. She is wearing an itty bitty G-banger down to the poolside. She's got her Fendi bikini on. She has got snaps of her titties and her booties everywhere.
Shit.
Until it all comes crashing down and there's some photos of her in a luxury high-rise apartment building in Miami, soaked from head to toe in her boyfriend's blood.
Oh God. All right. Well, that sounds incredibly disturbing.
Yeah.
I actually don't know this story at all.
Must have been living under a rock, Lolly, because this only happened April of 2022.
I probably was. I was dealing with a newborn, just hanging on for dear life. So I was definitely living under a bed sheet somewhere crying.
Oh, thank God those days are over.
Oh God. So fill me in. I need to know.
All right. So we're going to take it back to April 21st, 1996 in Midland, Texas, when a sweet little innocent baby little girl was born, Courtney Clenny. She was the apple of her parents' eyes, Deborah and Kim Clenny. Deborah's the mom, Kim's the dad.
Okay. I was like, we got a two mom situation.
And youngest sister, Morgan. They're a really, really close family. Not long after she was born, they moved to Austin, Texas. Dad is a financial advisor. He would eventually go on to manage her assets and her finances. Yeah, all around just a loving, close family. She really loved to entertain. A lot of these murderers just love to entertain, I'm telling you.
I know, they just put on a show.
Exactly.
That is interesting. I mean, I like to entertain.
Is there something you want to tell us, Lolly?
I don't know. We'll see how my future pans out.
So she loves singing, acting, drama, and she actually really loves sport. So she tries everything, decides, you know what, mom and dad, I'm going to grow up and be an Olympic diver.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So she was obsessed. The parents were obsessed. They're all going to the swim meets. They're all going to the diving practice until one day Courtney decides she's scared of sharks.
Hang on a minute. Are we diving into a swimming pool or are we diving into the ocean?
We are diving into a swimming pool, loves. Just a little dramatic. She is dramatic as fuck.
Oh, wow. So she can't do it because it could be sharks lurking. I mean, look, you never know.
Yeah.
Stranger things have happened.
Exactly. Well, someone could just chuck a little shark in there one day, but she is petrified. So she gives up that Olympic dream.
Hang on.
And there is no more diving.
How old was she? Like 4?
No, 12, 13.
She did know that there were no sharks in there though, right?
I just think psychologically, she just couldn't get past the fact that it was deep water and there must be a shark in there somewhere.
I reckon she was just using that as, she just didn't want to do it anymore. And the parents had just put so much time and effort into it. And she just thought this is the only way out. Sharks.
Hey, look, sounds legit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Bless.
She is at high school. She really just feels like an outcast. She's not getting on with a lot of people. She actually goes on and she has a YouTube Q&A later on down the track. And she says she's got a rather large hit list from high school. Oh, she just sounds angry. Jesus.
She is angry.
So it's at this time she actually becomes quite obsessed with fitness. It was because she was so angry. She just had to go and let off some steam.
Hey, look, take it out on a dumbbell. I feel that. I think that's a healthy way to get out your anger, you know?
Well, obviously she probably needed to do more of it. So she is a health guru. She's into her macros, she's into her micros, and she's into her squats.
Again, I can relate to all of this.
At this stage in her life, she's nearing the end of her high school years. She is feeling confident. She is 5'8". She's beautiful. She's well developed, and she is blonde, and she gets into a little bit of acting.
Huh.
And let me tell you about this acting, loves.
Uh-oh.
She did TV commercials for Pepsi and the dollar store.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I got to say, Pepsi's a big brand. She was doing well. And the dollar store is actually, it's right up there.
It's actually called the Discount Dollar. She was a non-named extra in American Psycho, the remake, 2013.
Oh, they could do a second one. She could be the lead.
Yes, exactly. And so it was at this point where she started getting a little obsessed with Instagram influencers and the models. She was researching hard. She may have had a little crush on one or two, and she's like, I think I can do this. I think I can get out there and show some titties. Covered.
Covered.
I'm just going to try it out. So she ends up posting daily on Instagram. People are liking it. She's getting 10,000 followers, 20,000 followers. She's just, it's loading up. She's at home one day, Austin, Texas, and her dad's like, Courtney, can you come to my office, please? She's like, yeah, no problem. Courtney, can you tell me why Playboy just posted you on their Facebook page?
Oh, wow, she's really made it.
Mm. Yeah, so Courtney is actually now Courtney Taylor on Instagram. Her parents don't know, and obviously dad is following Playboy and sees his daughter.
All right, dad. That's fucking gross.
I know. Ooh.
Oh, no.
Instead of being disappointed, he's like, that's actually kind of cool, right? They're posting like the most influential influencers and his daughter's on there. I mean, kind of awkward, but hey, each to their own.
Oh, no. That is uncomfortable. Like, was she
They're actually just reposting her Instagram photos because it's just bikinis, tastefully.
Okay, cool. Daddy's not looking at full nudes of his daughter.
No shit, no. No.
Okay.
That's kind of sick. She is on Playboy's radar. They are approaching her. They're like, please come to a feature. And she's like, no, I'm not interested. Absolutely not. She decides to move to LA because she is going to go and pursue her career in being, well, let's be honest, probably just famous.
That's it. That's why everyone goes to LA.
Exactly.
What year is this?
This is in 2014.
Wow. So I actually went to LA with Mark in 2012. I was just the groupie though.
Mm.
This sounds like Mark knows all about this. Actually, we went to the Playboy Mansion.
We did, as guests, guys.
We did go to the Playboy Mansion. I've been a couple of times, actually. Not like that.
No.
The thing is with the Playboy Mansion, it sounds really exciting, but it's actually really sad because they hire it out for parties. So there's these promo guys.
Mm.
And they get girls to come along to these parties to fill them out like rent a crowd, like rent a hot crowd.
Are you just saying that we were just rent a crowd?
Yes, of course we're rent a crowd. So we got to go. I went a couple of times.
Don't tell people this, Laurel.
I know. Well, what? We did that back in the day. We kept our clothes on.
Absolutely.
And it was actually pretty fun.
It was fun. I had a great time. So she moves to LA. She's actually working with about three people to try and really build her social media. It must be like a real art to it. That's how she eventually got her 2 million followers. I wouldn't know. I think I've got about 600, maybe seven.
We've got about 165 on the Can't Handle podcast. Maybe we need to hire some people, but I can't be bothered.
Or anyone listening, please go over and like us, please.
That's how you do it. Grovel. Please come follow us.
Please. Oh my God, sounds desperate. Mark, please edit that bit out.
God, my sister's so desperate.
Fuck's sakes. So she is in LA and she's really just like, I am going to be an influencer. So she's got her people, she's got her team, she is building that crowd. And then this is when she gets her big break, Lolly. Are you ready for this? She's personally asked to star / small feature in G-Eazy and BB Rex's music video, Me, Myself and I.
Who?
Ooh.
It's just me, myself, and I. Okay, I got it. Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah.
She's made it.
She literally stands there with another girl and hands him a cake. And then she's standing beside him and against a wall in another part. It's not much of a feature, but she's in there. If you're watching it, you wouldn't even notice because you're blinking, she'd be gone. Anyhow, people obviously paid attention and recognized her on this video. So she is just taking that notch up a little on the Instagram, and she is posting daily, and she is just growing, girl. She is growing, growing, and growing.
Wow. I'm going to watch this video after.
I did. Like I said, it's very small. So she eventually poses for Playboy, but not nude. It's a tasteful bikini snap. And this here, again, just really puts her out into the world of the Los Angeles social scene, and she is Miss It.
Really? It was that easy.
Wow, apparently. She starts a YouTube page. She's just more focusing on her health and fitness, healthy eating, healthy lifestyle, workout routines. And it's at this point, Lolly, she gets into the old bodybuilding bikini fitness comps. You probably went up against her.
All right. Listen, this is all, are you telling my life story right now? I'm afraid of sharks. I am into fitness. I've competed in bodybuilding. I used to live in LA. I've had amnesia. I've obviously done something to Mark that I don't recall.
Do you remember what year you did your bikini comps? No, this is around 2017.
I've got my trophy. Should I go get it?
Oh, go get your trophy.
All right, wait there.
You could have been standing next to a murderer.
All right, so this is Brucina.
Wow, Brucina. She looks great. That is a good booty.
Look at the booty. A little too muscular for my liking.
Could you kindly tell us what year it was?
2015.
Okay.
Fourth place, by the way. Thank you. I missed out on meeting old Courtney Clingy.
Let me just make sure I got my facts straight.
Everyone's was trying to be a bikini model back then, including myself. I actually really enjoyed it because it did turn my whole life around, but the actual competing itself was bloody awful. You worked so hard, months and months and months of just working your ass off and counting every single macro. And then you get up there in an itty bitty teeny bikini and get judged. Not a nice feeling. Is it her?
That's her.
I mean, it's blurry. I can't see, but can you send me a picture? Can you send me a picture of her?
Do you know her? Do we send a picture of her, what she actually looks like now or then?
Just then. No, it's not.
Oh, fuck off. Oh my God, what?
No.
What happened?
I know her.
Fuck off.
I know this person. That's not her. That's not her.
It's her.
No, it's not. Train.
Oh my God.
No, it's not her.
What the fuck?
I've met her in person. I have met her in person, Shireen.
Well, you're lucky you didn't get fucking killed.
Oh, I feel very unusual.
Well, why are these so close to home, these murders? I just don't know. This one's actually the closest we've ever been.
Oh my God.
Breathe, girl. You gotta breathe.
Like, I feel sick. Because I know this girl. I've met this girl. I followed her for a very long time, watching her all the time because I was doing all the fitness stuff at the same time.
Really?
I've got a new Instagram account, so I don't follow any of those bikini people anymore.
Wow.
I cannot believe it. This is absolutely insane. All right. Oh, my God. Oh, where's the mom gone?
I didn't realize this, Lolly, but it turns out you were in close proximity of a goddamn murderer. Laurel's in shock right now.
A part of me is just feels shattered because I actually really looked up to this person at that time and I really admired her. Wow.
Oh. Shock horror. Lolly's in shock. She is doing her bikini body building comps. She is hanging out with Lolly and she is a certified personal trainer.
Fucking hell.
It's around this time she meets Mr. Olympia Sean Roden. Mr. Sean Roden is Mr. Olympia in 2018. He is a bit of a dirty dog because he's got a girlfriend and a child. He's also seen Courtney.
Oh, no. Is he a black dude?
He's a black dude. And unfortunately, he died in 2021 of a heart attack. Too many roids.
I was going to say,
wasn't from Courtney, but this guy's gigantic, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And Courtney found out that he was actually in a relationship and things got a little nasty. And she actually broke his jaw.
Oh my God, she's...
Little Miss Girl Next Door has got a little few anger issues going on.
She's like a Marvel villain character because she's so little, but she's small, but she's mighty. So she's breaking bodybuilders' jaws. Holy fudge.
Yeah, that didn't really work out, but that's kind of the first really aggressive relationship that she's kind of had. Well, that we know of. There's probably a lot of boyfriends in the woodworks that are quite scared, but they don't come out. So she's really focusing on her Instagram. And then she decides that she's going to star in her very own OnlyFans channel.
Yeah.
Take all her clothes off.
That's what they do.
And that's what she did.
And you can make so much money.
She made $3 million in 2 years.
Mm.
Do you know that OnlyFans, top 1% of earners make up 33% of income generated through OnlyFans?
Wow, far out.
Majority of OnlyFans, they on average make about $130 a month. That's probably US, so.
That's like podcasts too. Actually, I was doing some research on podcasts and you have to get a certain amount of downloads before you make money. It's like 1,000 downloads and you make like $15. So keep downloading, guys.
We need that $15.
That's it. Buys us a coffee each month. 7% of podcasts only get 5,000 downloads per episode, I think.
7%?
7% of all podcasts, and only 1% get like something like 50,000 downloads.
Wow.
1% of all the podcasts. So it's basically the same sort of thing. And OnlyFans, you've got, I guess, a small percentage that are doing super, super well. And then the rest of us that think we can do it get $100 a month.
Girl, we're doing it.
We're doing it.
We're doing it.
You know what? We're not doing it for the money. We're doing it for the fun. So
we are actually. So
we're doing it for the fun.
This is heaps of fun. I just found out today that my sister knows a murderer. So... So she's doing really well. She is cracking it. She's doing well. She goes to Mexico on a lovely holiday, and this is where she meets Christian Obenseli, which will turn out to be the worst introduction of his life. So this is in the midst of the pandemic, so it's 2022. To give you a bit of background on Christian, he was born in 1994 in Dallas, Texas. Nigerian background. His parents are from Nigeria, and a very close, loving family. He's the youngest child. He loves football. He's just an all-around good guy. Really, really interested in business. He does a lot of cryptocurrency trading. And if you don't know, Lolly, I'm actually a cryptocurrency trader these days now.
How's your portfolio?
The market has crashed. They're fucking terrible.
Rainy.
That's all right, though. It will always go up, right? Give me some encouragement.
Sure, it will.
So when he met Courtney, he was loud and proud to be with her. His parents were very conservative, but he just didn't care. He let them know what she did, and nothing could stop him from seeing her, not even OnlyFans. She actually didn't even tell her parents.
What, didn't tell her parents that she was doing OnlyFans?
No. So she was obviously too embarrassed to tell her parents, but Christian was proud about his naked girlfriend.
Well, she's probably bringing in the mean cash, so.
Absolutely. So they've been in Mexico, they're together, they're madly in love, moved back to Austin, Texas for a while, but they're really obsessed with each other. Friends were getting a little concerned because they're not actually going out in public, they're just sticking to themselves. However, it is a pandemic that could have had something to do with it, but people saying it was a little unhealthy. They eventually went out and about, and this is when they became that toxic couple that are out in public. I don't give a shit that anyone's around, but they are yelling, they are swearing, they are arguing.
Ugh.
Ugh, I know.
Take it home, guys. Honestly, I mean, we all know a couple like that.
Ugh, horrible, awful.
Mm.
It's just not nice to be a part of it when you're around having a good time and there's some stupid couple being assholes.
I think you get a like one-off hall pass. Couples have arguments, things happen, but all the time,
Let's get into some juicy juice of one of their arguments, shall we? July 2021, they are in Vegas having a good old time. They are partying and they are staying at the Cosmopolitan.
Beautiful hotel. Yep, it's very nice.
They're having a good time until the police are called because they're getting some noise complaints coming from room 2772. It sounds like there is a domestic altercation happening.
Good room number.
That's a good room number. Courtney's actually called security as well because it's escalating. Oh. Things are getting bad. Oh. The police go up to their room. On the body cam footage, the room's trash. There's furniture upside down. There's food everywhere. There's clothes everywhere. They separate Christian and Courtney and they question the both of them. And this is when Courtney says, well, I did actually throw a cup at his face, but it did miss.
Oh.
And they arrest her for domestic battery.
Oh, hey, look, I'm sorry. Fair enough. Like if it was the other way around.
Absolutely. She starts backtracking. She's like, oh my God, there's so many things I could have said about Christian, but I don't want to get him in trouble.
And then she's like, can I just give my boyfriend a hug? Can I please give him a kiss goodbye? And they're like, no, no, no. She's trying everything in her power to not get taken away. She's like, I have got a UTI. I need a puff on my vape. I've got my period. I need to call my mom. I need to go for a poo. Like everything you could think of. She pulled it out.
She should have said, I've got COVID. That would have worked.
She should have. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's embarrassing. Was this on the body cam?
Yeah, so she is really pulling out those acting skills and she is trying and it's not working. They eventually take her away and put her on a 12-hour hold because it's got a little aggression going on.
Mm. I feel like when we talk about these women that do crazy things, there's a lot of similarities to these crazy bitches.
I know, right?
These are the red flags, guys.
After Vegas, the fighting continues. I'm going to fast forward to the 11th of October, 2021, and they have an explosive fight. Courtney is accusing Christian of cheating. Things escalate. She starts beating Christian with a cell phone to his head.
Oh.
And then she ends up stabbing him in the leg.
Oh, far out.
She's got some anger issues, I'm telling you.
Doesn't she? Could you imagine stabbing your partner in the leg?
No, I cannot.
I just feel like that is so horrific.
That's so bad. So she's actually drinking heavily and she's doing a lot of blow. Hashtag nose beers. When she's doing the drugs and the alcohol is actually when she's getting really, really aggressive.
Yep.
Her friends, when she's had a few drinks, it's not good. It is not good. Despite the stabbing and despite all of the arguing, Christian decides it's a good idea to get Courtney's name tattooed on his chest.
Oh my God, dude.
Dude. And you do wonder, like, did he do this because he's trying to prove to her I wasn't cheating? I'm going to have your name on me. I don't know. Maybe it's some sick, twisted viewpoint of he's trying to save himself. I don't know.
Yeah, you should just never tattoo your partner's name on your body. I mean, look, if you have done it out there, guys, it's fine. But if you're thinking about it, maybe don't. What does that mean? Do whatever you want. I feel like I personally wouldn't. Maybe get like a symbol that represents them, and you can always change the meaning of the symbol.
Exactly.
That's good.
Like if you were to get a symbol of Mark, you'd get a falcon. And if you broke up, you could get a falcon shitting himself.
That's right. Oh my God, that's so good.
And I would get a truck for Dan.
And then if things ended, you could just have the truck and it would have just gotten a car accident. A smashed up truck.
So he's got the Courtney tattoo and they decide 2022, it's time for a fresh start. Let's move to Miami. So they actually had a holiday in Miami and they got on so, so well. It was sunny. It was nice. And they thought, let's go back to Miami because that's when our relationship is good.
Mm. Sun is shining.
Makes perfect sense. They get an apartment in a luxury high-rise building. They're on the 22nd floor. It's $10,000 a month. She's forking the bill.
Oh,
yeah. They're living in luxury. They are living the good life.
She's making quite a bit of money on OnlyFans at this point, I can assume.
Yeah, so this is a 2 years. She's made $2 million in the 2 years.
Wow, okay.
Christian actually is her assistant. He's managing a lot of her, I don't know, OnlyFans and I don't know. He's managing something.
Yeah.
And he's also starring sometimes in OnlyFans.
Oh, weird.
So weird. So I am going to give you a little something to look at. They are living in this high-rise building and they've actually got their own elevator. It's a private elevator. It goes up to their own floor and then it has another foyer, then their own entranceway. I'm just going to send you this little video of some footage in their elevator and you're just going to explain to me what you can see. What do you reckon about this clip? Who is the aggressor?
Uh-oh, I'm scared to watch this.
This is a key piece of evidence that came out after the murder.
Oh, God. All right, so I'm seeing some CCTV footage. It's like security cam in the elevator. No audio. The doors are opening. She's coming in. Oh, she looks like she needs a shower. Oh my God. She's smacking the buttons. Oh, she's whacking him. She's whacking him. She's whacking him again. Whacking. Oh my God. She's awful. Oh no. There's a lot of abuse. There's a lot of punching. He's got her in a headlock. He's trying to restrain her. She's a psycho. She's grabbing his little braid. Oh no, there's a lot of all punching. She's pretty strong actually. Yep, she's still got that bikini body rig. Oh, she's just, oh, he's pushing her away. Oh dude, mate, go straight to that laser tattoo removal list.
Oh,
she's just not right, guys. I'm going to leave it at that. But yeah, she's very aggressive. He's trying to hold her back in a defend, like trying to defend himself. And she's just, oh, so nasty.
So she, look, he has kind of pushed her a couple of times, but it's pretty clear as day. Like, he's just trying to like restrain her.
100%. He's not trying to assault her at all. He's trying to protect himself.
Yeah. And she's just lashing out. She is mental. So it's at this point where he actually starts recording the arguments. Like, he must be thinking, not very good. And he ends up sending a lot of text messages kind of outlining all the things that she's done to him. Like, you know, you've hit me or stabbed me. The arguments would be so bad. They're on the 22nd floor. They would get complaints from the 12th floor.
Oh my gosh.
Noise complaints from the 12th floor and on the 22nd floor. So you could imagine they are horrifically bad.
Just makes me really sad that he put up with so much of abuse. I mean, he got stabbed and it still wasn't enough for him to stay away.
I know, it's disgusting.
We don't know what people go through, but...
No, she's a psycho, absolute psycho. February 1st, 2022, they get into another altercation. And it's at this point where she slices his face. She cuts his face with a knife.
Oh my God.
She's quite drunk and Christian has to go to the hospital alone. It's lovely, isn't it?
So she's too drunk to go with him to the hospital.
They're fighting. So he has to go get stitched up because it's quite bad. And so she's drunk. She's actually just gone out for the night. She hasn't come home.
Oh my God.
So he had to get stitches. He's getting messages from her saying, you better not say anything. Don't you say one thing to the doctor. And he said, don't worry, I won't. I'm just going to say it's a football accident. And that's what he did.
Wow.
Wow.
And obviously we know domestic violence, it's men and women that are the abusers, but you hear more of the men. And it's crazy to hear it flipped.
It's terrible.
Yeah, but it happens. It
certainly does. He gets out of hospital and he's like, this is just not very good.
No.
I'm scared. So he continues to film these altercations. I'm going to send you one of these altercations, loves.
Oh, God.
Have a wee listen. It's just audio.
And in my phone, and
you go,
and you like,
CCR.
Don't touch me!
What is going on? Like, what are you? Are you gonna get this mad at me when I'm apologizing to you?
No, Christian.
Like, you're thinking I'm doing it on
purpose. Drop your high pitch.
Okay, I'm not doing it on purpose.
You told Sahara, you know damn well the right thing to do is to tell me.
Yes, and I am so sorry.
So shut up and let me fucking slap you, dumbass.
No, you're not gonna slap me.
Give me my phone.
You have your phone.
I don't have it anymore. Find it and fucking charge it. Find it and charge it!
I mean, I'm sorry, Courtney.
I don't care. Find it and charge
it. Okay, just stop.
Don't talk to me.
Oh, man.
I mean, it is out of control. It's quite actually uncomfortable to listen to, isn't it?
It is. It's like Amber Heard on steroids. I wonder if it's because she was making so much money and he was financially dependent on her that he tolerated so much, perhaps. But that sounds so horrific. She is insane.
She's got some massive anger issues. She needs help. We're going to now move to the 2nd of April, 2022. They actually have broken up for good, apparently. She has kicked him out because she's actually the only one on the lease, even though they're both living there. She's kicked him out, but he doesn't leave. He ends up sleeping in the foyer. He ends up getting into the elevator and sleeping in that foyer bit before it goes into their property. I don't really know. He should have just gone. It's a little awkward. She took the dogs out and then she ended up going back up to the room and she couldn't get in and he was there and she's like, just get away from me. She's actually wanting him to get away. And this is when residents see this and they call the cops because they think there's this big, this 5'10", 210-pound black American guy. She's a 5'8", small white girl. So of course these guys are going to, they're going to think he's the aggressor, which the little dad, they know it's not actually him, it's her. So the police come and she's downstairs and she doesn't want him to be taken away. But then she's like, well, I want to get a restraining order. How do I get a restraining order? Because he will go and get one first. How do I be first? Almost like it's a bit of a competition.
Yeah.
And they say, well, you need to go to the court. And then they're asking who's on the lease. She's on the lease, but because all of his stuff's there and he lives there, they can't actually kick him out because that's his home as well. So they end up leaving. Nothing happens. And the very next day, Lolly, on April 3rd, 2022, is when it all goes down.
Oh, shit. The police should have just taken him away.
I know.
It is helpful to know that the police were called 7 times in 4 months, and they were also facing eviction because of all the disturbances, and also they hadn't paid rent in 4 months.
Where is the money going?
Not on rent.
Nose beers.
Yeah, of course. Handbags, nose beers, and alcohol. April 3rd, 2022, Christian is obviously back inside. They must have rekindled.
Oh, yeah.
And he's decided he's going to go down and get them some Subway. So Subway is a 15-minute walk, 15 minutes there, order your Subway, 15 minutes back. So he's taken 40 minutes. She's on an Instagram Live. She's answering questions about, you know, where she sees herself in 5 years, and she wants to have children, and she wants to, you know, have the nice house and just be living this lovely, wholesome life.
Mm.
She gets off OnlyFans. He's taking too long, and she is pissed. She is furious because Christian has his location services turned off. But this is probably because they broke up, right? She turned hers off, he turned his off,
yes.
Even though he was outside at the elevator. He gets back and she just erupts in absolute crazy fucking carnage. And he's like, hey, baby, I got your Subway. Like, I only just walked up the road and like, he took the dogs for a walk. Was really, really sorry. Then he's like, well, I'll turn mine on, but you've also got yours off. And she's like, okay, you're right. So this is about 4:33 p.m. He comes home, start arguing. They sit on the couch. They start eating a little bit of Subway. Things get a little worse. They are arguing even more. 4:43 p.m., Courtney calls her mum. So she's arguing with Christian on the phone and her mom's like, well, you guys are toxic. You need to break up. This is not good. Her mom's actually just been visiting her a few days prior because of all of this breakup and things are nasty. And she's obviously worried about her daughter. Christian is apparently sitting on the couch. She's apparently scared and she's grabbed a serrated knife out of the kitchen while she's still talking to her mom.
Hmm.
Things take a massive turn for the worst. And she apparently ends up throwing the knife from 10 feet away and stabbing Christian in between the chest and the shoulder, right below the Courtney tattoo.
Oh, fuck off. What, she was just doing some knife throwing?
Still talking to her mum. She's still talking to her mum.
Like, oh my God. Okay, obviously that's a horrific thing that's happened, but righto.
So let's just remember, 4:43, she's called her mum. 4:46, residents in the building have called security about a disturbance. 4:49, mum's call gets disconnected and she calls straight back. So from 4:49 to 4:56, so that's for 7 minutes, she's talking to her mum while her boyfriend's sitting there with a knife in his shoulder. She gets off the phone and then she calls police. And of course her mum knows. She's probably going, oh my God, mum, what do I do?
Oh, fuck.
And here, Lolly, I'm going to send you that 911 call.
Oh no, oh my God, oh my God. Because you can't tell me that the mum, the mum was on the phone during the whole altercation and it must have been so loud that neighbours heard and made the noise complaint. So that's very odd.
Well, you heard how loud she was screaming on that audio before.
Here we go.
Ma'am, listen to me. You need to stop screaming on the line and give me the address.
3101.
You're gonna
die. I can't feel my arm. 3101.
I can't feel my
arm. 1:30, ma'am. But my boyfriend is dying of a
stab. Ma'am, what is the address?
What's the address, baby? 3131 Northeast 7th Ave. Please, God, please, come see my
husband. Ma'am, is this a house apartment or a business?
5127453582.
Is this a house apartment or a business?
Baby, I'm so sorry. Baby.
Ma'am, can you hear me?
If you have a stab wound to his shoulder, can you sit down?
What do you mean he has a stab wound on his shoulder, ma'am?
Yes, he's bleeding from his...
Rescue, this is PD Physician Juliet. The caller, ma'am, hold on one moment. The caller by CHS is 3131 Northeast 7th Avenue, 3131 Northeast 7th Avenue. The phone number is verified. The caller advised that her boyfriend has a stab wound.
Stop, okay, stop, get out. Please, God, please, stop. Please, God, just help me.
Listen, ma'am. Listen, I'm sending help. I need you to tell me exactly what happened. I'm sending help. How old is he? Ma'am, how old is he? Is he awake?
Oh, that's so awful.
So yeah, he's in the background saying, I can't feel my arm. I'm going to die. Like the knife actually penetrated 3 inches deep. So that's about half the size of a dollar bill.
Wow.
Pretty impressive throw if you ask me. And it's actually hit a main artery. So he's bleeding. He is bleeding a lot. The police show up not long after she's called them and they take Christian away and he is pronounced dead not long after at the young age of 27.
Oh my gosh.
Sadly enough, it was actually his birthday in 8 days' time.
It's so crazy because hearing her on the phone, she does sound distressed.
Yeah.
Like she didn't think that, it's like she didn't realize that she could actually cause serious harm by stabbing him because she's done it before. She must have just thought flesh wound or something. Oh, that's so awful.
It's terrible.
And he just knows that he's.
Yeah. It's terrible. So she is covered head to toe and blood. She's actually wearing like white or beige trackies. Like she's soaked. They have arrested her, taken her to the police station, and her mom has actually messaged her saying, don't say anything, get a lawyer. But she hasn't seen this message. So she's gone down to the police station. They end up interrogating her for 4 hours. During this time, she's consistently asking you about Christian. And one of the police officers said, yes, he's fine. He'll be okay. She's also asking if she can talk to her dad and like, does her dad need to get an attorney? And they've kind of convinced her not to.
Ooh.
So whether or not that's going to be an issue, we just don't know. So she's told a version of Christian has come and strangled her and that this is self-defense. So she was scared and she's running away from him and she's throwing the knife.
I mean, she did look pretty jacked.
She is pretty jacked. She's in the interrogation room and a few hours later, she's informed that Christian hasn't made it.
Whoa.
She's genuinely upset. Like, there's a whole 4 hours interrogation if, you know, you can get on YouTube and watch it, but she's genuinely upset. Like she's holding her chest and her throat and she's crying and she's saying, this can't be real. This can't be real. Are you lying? And then she actually asks for the police officer for a hug, which is kind of weird. And then she goes on to ask for her mom because she wants to hug her mom. So
does he give her a hug?
He does give her a hug, but I think it's more of a side hug. She is eventually released. And within 24 hours, the police are like, case closed, self-defense.
Whoa.
Let's do some stereotyping, right? We've got this young, white, small, defenseless blonde girl and this big black guy who's obviously a lot bigger than her. So naturally they're going to think.
Of course.
Yeah.
Which is shitty.
It is really shitty. Now, this is horrific. This is absolutely disgusting. The next day, the medical examiner called Christian's mom and said, hi, it's so-and-so from the medical office. Just wanting to know, would you like to donate your son's organs? And she's like, sorry, what?
Oh, my God.
You must have the wrong person. Like, what are you talking about? She had no idea what they're talking about. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry, did you not get a phone call earlier about your son? And they had no clue what was going on.
Oh, my God.
They couldn't get in touch with, obviously, Christian because he's no longer with us. They're trying to call Courtney. No one's answering the phone. They've been told nothing. So that is how they found out that Christian was dead.
That's just the worst.
Absolutely disgusting. When she was being interrogated, she actually did ask if the parents had been notified. And they obviously hadn't. And they did ask her what the parents' names were and what the brothers' names were. She was with Christian for 2 years and she met them a bunch of times, but she didn't remember.
Oh.
Selfish bitch.
I wonder if she was just lying because she didn't want them to be contacted.
I don't know.
And savage.
Savage. So following Christian's death, she continued to post on OnlyFans.
No, she didn't.
She did. So 4 months following that, she made about $40,000. So people are outraged by this. But I mean, look, if she's got off by her self-defense, she's just going to work, right?
Well, I suppose, look, she's still going to make money. But yeah, it does feel kind of weird.
That's her job. I mean, it's not like people get shit if you're going back to the old office job.
Yeah.
So she's moved back to Texas. She's bought a home, over $1 million home. Daddy is managing her money. And then she goes to Hawaii. 4 months later, in August 2022, she is in Hawaii at a world-renowned rehabilitation clinic for drugs and alcohol. And who comes knocking on the door? The motherfucking police.
Oh my God. Well, good. I mean, look, good that she's cleaning herself up, but also good.
So she is charged with second degree murder.
Wow.
And she is taken back to Miami. So during these 4 months, the police have found a mountain of evidence against her. They find all of Christian's audio recordings. They find surveillance footage of the elevator. They obviously find out he's been stabbed before. They find out about the slicing of the face. And the medical report, Lolly, says the knife wound was in a downward trajectory.
Of course it was.
Which means he was potentially sitting on the couch and she's gone, boom, downwards.
Oh, savage. I mean, yeah, of course she is. While she's on the phone to her mom. Fucking savage.
Yeah, so the day before, when she was talking to the police in the foyer about a restraining order.
Yeah.
There's actually body cam footage and she's talking and she's got her hands, very animated with her hands, and she's wearing bright orange acrylic nails. They're all on her fingers except for one. The next day when she actually was arrested, there's photos of her hands with only one fingernail left.
Ooh.
Now, I don't know about you, but when you've got acrylic nails on, it's pretty hard to get them to rip off.
Yeah.
So she's obviously been bashing and smashing and beating him up in massive aggression. She's not running away in fear. I can tell you that much for free.
No. Has she talked about why she only had one nail left? Like, was she trying to take them off or?
No. Actually, no.
We can only assume, yeah.
Well, they're all on in the Instagram Live. And the, So the defense attorney, they're claiming that it is self-defense. And there's a lot of pictures taken of Courtney. And she's got a lot of bruises on her arms and her legs. Again, these bruises were seen in the Instagram Live. It's hard to really know where they came from, but they do like to fight. Well, she likes to fight and he likes to
defend.
Maybe it's from those altercations. So at this stage, the trial date is yet to be announced.
Ooh.
It was actually supposed to be 2023, but it has not happened. But January 2024,
ooh,
Courtney's parents get arrested.
Whoa, well, did not see that coming.
Mm-hmm. So this is just a few months ago, and they are charged with one count each of unauthorized access of a computer or electronic device. So after Christian's death, they were in the apartment and they found Christian's laptop. The police had access to thousands of messages on the iCloud from her device, and in the iCloud was a group chat between Courtney, mom and dad, and the lawyer about deleting anything incriminating on the computer.
Oh.
And trying all these different passwords.
Who was the lawyer was telling?
Well, the lawyer was involved in the chats. And then, so they have gone through the computer and handed it over to police or whoever it was. So that is why they are being charged. They were let out on bail for $5,000 each. However, it has not gone to trial yet. So they potentially could get prison time for tampering with evidence, which could potentially change the course of a trial.
Whoa. Did the lawyer get into any trouble?
I don't think so. I think he was just more so relaying passwords from what Courtney had said. So I don't know. Oh. He's obviously still the lawyer and Courtney's been charged with these same counts. So we just have to sit back and see what happens with the trial. It hasn't gone ahead yet, so I cannot conclude the story, but it is horrifically sad. I think she's borderline schizophrenic or personality disorder or something, because she's just not right. That leads me to the one and only question, Lolly. Can you handle this crime and scandal today?
Absolutely not. And I'll tell you why. First, just to clarify, what jail time is she looking at? Is it life in prison? Do we know what her sentence could be?
Second degree murder, I'm not sure. Look, it's a lesser sentence than first degree because it's not premeditated. It's obviously just happened in amongst the chaos. I would imagine being America and not ridiculously short terms that New Zealand gets, it will be lengthy.
Mm, fair enough. Look, considering that I know this girl and that I have followed this girl, it makes it extra awful. Just first off, to clarify, when we ask each other, can we handle this crime and scandal? It doesn't mean that we're like, yes, I think it's great. It's more like, how does it make us feel? You know, when you like read an article or you watch a doco, sometimes you watch these or you hear about these cases and it just makes you feel so awful and so uncomfortable. Or sometimes you're like, oh, I could see how maybe that would happen. Or it doesn't mean that we think it's okay. It's just, it's like, how do we, like, how do you feel about that, hearing about that story?
It's true.
Disclaimer there. I cannot handle this story. It's very sad. This guy was so young and it just sounded like he was tolerating this person for, he probably was being looked after financially, which is, I guess, a reason to stay. And sometimes when we're in these difficult, toxic relationships, it's very hard to get your way out of them, as we have heard in previous stories and people's experiences, not naming any names. Jane. but also, when we follow these people on Instagram or TikTok or whatever it is, it's just people just put this bullshit version of themselves out there. And she had so many followers, obviously a lot of dude followers on her OnlyFans.
Mm.
You just can't trust anyone. You can't trust that what you're consuming or what you're, who you're looking up to, who you're following, that they are who they say they are. And it just feels so yuck, Rainey. I just feel, obviously, the murder and the toxic relationship is terrible. It's very, very sad. But it's also the persona, the personality, the character that you're creating to put online and having all these fans and just pretending to be someone that you're not. Because you watch that video, you hear those arguments. She's a very troubled person. Yeah. Nobody should be looking up to that person or following her. So
mm-mm.
It's just shitty all around. And of course, Rainey, please, how does that make you feel? Can you handle it?
That gives me the heebie-jeebies. I can't handle, I think she is an absolute psychotic, crazy bitch. Who knows? This could go to trial. They could really like play the old self-defense card. You just don't know which way it's going to go. I do hope she gets some jail time. She really needs some professional help. She's got anger issues. She is a psycho. And this poor family lost their lovely son who put up with this horrific behavior.
I know.
And it is sad. There is actually a GoFundMe page for the family, which maybe we could try and link into the old account.
Definitely. We'll link that below.
Might not be going anymore, but who knows? We'll try find it.
We'll try find it. And yes, time will tell. We'll do a little update when this case concludes. But looking at those videos, I just feel, and hearing the audio, I would feel that certainly she would be convicted.
Yeah.
It's a guilty from me.
That is the story today. We will definitely do a small recap on that when we have some more answers for you.
Thanks, Rainey, and thanks for tuning in, guys. This is Lolly / Laurel signing off.
And this is Shireen / Rainey checking out.
That's it. You can join us every Monday for a new episode or find us at Can't Handle Podcast on all the socials.
All right. Love you, Rainey.
Love you, Lolly.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.